Current state on 90.5 WKAR. It's sometimes easier to associate homelessness with a large urban setting, but smaller communities also have residents who struggle with homelessness. Today on Current State's Neighbors in Action, we're learning about a recently launched effort to serve homeless people in Shiawassee County. Walls of Warmth is a rotating shelter with area churches serving as host sites. To learn more, we welcome two key administrators of Walls of Warmth. Marlene Webster is a pastor and the coordinator of the organization. She's also the founder and executive director of a related and important community service organization, Shiawassee Hope. Welcome, Marlene.
Thank you.
And Samantha Ardeline is the organization's administrative assistant and a former beneficiary of services of Shiawassee Hope. Welcome, Samantha.
Thank you.
Marlene, you launched Walls of Warmth, or WOW, just about a year ago. What led you to start the effort?
Well, there were several of us who had been working in our community and were aware that there were homeless people. We didn't really know how many, and we try to get some counts, but it's a difficult number to count when you don't have any structured shelters. People are sort of scattered throughout a rural area, and to really know exactly how many homeless people we had was difficult to know. But through several agencies' work and reporting, we knew that we had a problem. And so I was approached by a community member who had heard about a rotating shelter model where local churches would host homeless people. And so we started thinking about it in October of last year, 2015, and actually launched in January of 2016.
Samantha, so these are rotating shelters. Tell us a little more about how that works.
Correct. So the guests stay with one church for 1 week at a time, and then on Sundays it's switched to a different church.
Okay. How do people know which shelter to go to or which churches?
So as far as the volunteers are concerned, it's listed on the sign up, and then the guests are transported from the Welcome Center. The Welcome Center never changes. That's one location where they check into daily between 4:15 and 5:45.
That's Main Street?
Correct.
Owosso.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've seen some very cold weather this week. Are you busier? Is there more demand when the weather is so bitter?
It's been pretty consistent, actually, about the same since our season began. We've been housing anywhere between 14 to 20 people every night. We took actually a little dip over the holidays because some people did go home to family members, but we've been pretty consistent since mid-November.
And you were telling me, Marlene, that homelessness in Shiawassee County may not resemble homelessness in more urban areas. How is it different?
So in more urban areas, it's more visible because people tend to gather under bridges or in warm areas, and you can see a small camp of homeless people. In rural areas, people tend to be doubled up with other family members or staying with friends, and they become homeless very quickly when that sort of tenuous arrangement falls apart.
Samantha, we were talking about how Walls of Warmth is connected to this, to the larger organization, Shiawassee Hope, which offers other services so you offer other services beyond shelter. Talk to us about those.
So Shiawassee's Hope whole mission is to create community, to empower people to live creative, productive, and hopeful lives. Pastor Marlene started with Shiawassee Drug Court. So we have neighborhoods where we focus on drug court being one. There's a local trailer park being another, the alternative high school being another. And rather than like what most government agencies do with people where, well, you need to go do this, this, and this, we try to bring resources to the person to make it a little less fragmented.
Again,
what it already is.
Again, Walls of Warmth was launched about a year ago. Describe how the WOW campaign a year ago went.
Well, it went very quickly because we were under a time crunch. We got the idea in October of 2015 and kept our first guests the first week of January in 2016. So it went really well. As soon as we started asking the community to participate, they started to respond in really an overwhelming way. And so if we had not had that sort of response, it would have been very difficult to pull together a shelter with so many moving parts in 10 weeks. We provide food, so dinner and breakfast, so people have to cook those meals. The donations for the meals have to be secured. All of the mattresses and bedding and all of the things that have to be laundered. I mean, there are hundreds of moving pieces. Mm-hmm. And so it was just really a tremendous response by volunteers and community members who really rose to the occasion to make this happen. So it was very, very rushed, but it pulled together.
I'm talking with Marlene Webster and Samantha Ardeline of the organization Walls of Warmth, which offers shelter and other services, other help beyond that to the homeless in Shiawassee County. Samantha, Neighbors in Action, this segment is mainly about volunteerism, and I know that fortunately you've got a lot of volunteers. Where do your volunteers come from?
So our volunteers come from the community, from churches, from people who have heard about the shelter and want to be involved. We do have trainings. A lot of people hear about that, but there's been a lot of support from the local churches, especially in Shiawassee County.
The story of how you two met is really interesting, and how you, Samantha, became associated with WOW is really interesting. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I am a recovering heroin addict, and I, like most addicts do, was in trouble with the law and was placed in a drug court 3 weeks away from having a baby. And Pastor Marlene at that point had decided, like I had been telling you, that drug court was going to be one of the neighborhoods that Shiawassee Hope worked
right.
with. So as I was being sentenced in a drug court, scared and not quite sure what was going to happen with my life and where I was headed from here, I seen Pastor Marlene sitting there and just like with a very warm, inviting aura that felt like home. And her and I became super close. She was there for the birth of my child, and then offered me a position within Shiawassee Hope. So it's just been amazing, really, being able to, I feel like I give back and I'm able to, I feel fulfilled. Mm. And yeah, it's been awesome.
You've got training sessions pretty regularly. We want to mention that. I know there are one or two this weekend and more next week for anybody listening in Shiawassee County or nearby who might want to get involved. How much budget do you have for this effort, Marlene?
Well, we had set out to raise $5,000, which is, I think, a surprisingly small number to people, that we were able to provide shelter for 5 months for that amount of money. But it is because of the volunteers. All of our staff, except one paid position for the shelter, as a shelter manager. So we offer just a small honorarium for a daily on-call sort of manager. But everyone else is volunteer, and that's why we have been able to provide shelter for so many people without any government funding or major grants. It's all just been through local donations and local volunteer hours.
I know your hope is to stop the rotating shelter approach and find or build, I guess, mm-hmm. a permanent shelter. How do you hope that will happen?
Well, I think that the rotating shelter has really raised awareness. I'm not sure that our community really understood the significance of our homeless problem until we started the rotating shelter. And now we've had pregnant women stay in our shelter. We've had families with young children, 1 and 2 and 3 year olds, stay in our shelter. And so Shiawassee County is no longer able to say that we don't have a homeless problem. And I think that the raising of awareness through the rotating shelter is going to bring the resources that we need to have the more permanent shelter. We could just do a lot better job if we didn't have to cook food in one place and transport it to another because of licensed kitchen issues and have to move 24 beds and 24 sets of bedding and 24 totes and all of the materials required to house people overnight every Sunday that mm-hmm. stuff gets moved. And so our resources and our people could be better spent in other ways. And I think we're going to be really close. I'm hoping by next winter to have a permanent shelter.
Your organization just got some assistance from Lansing's Homeless Angels Group. Tell us about that.
Actually, probably Samantha could talk more about that because she has been the direct connection with Mr. Carl,
sure.
and he has been a tremendous support to us. So I'll let her speak to that.
Mike Carl's been on this program several yes. times with his work with Homeless Angels. So tell us about that, Samantha.
Yeah, so he's amazing. I reached out to him. He's somebody that I've always followed because I've been homeless in Lansing before. And so I reached out to him, and he had me come out and gave me a tour of the hotel, all their paperwork, and just how to like work out logistics of this. And has just been somebody that I can call to be like, hey, this is happening. How do you guys deal with it? He's donated a ton, whatever supplies we need for our guests. They're there offering diapers, whatever it is. So he's been amazing. Homeless Angels have really been supportive.
You mentioned the struggles you faced earlier in your life. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you feel like you've reached some equilibrium here now?
Absolutely.
You're on solid ground.
Yes, my life is very stable now, and the amazing women I have in my life is just, it blows my mind.
It must be especially gratifying to be working for the organization that helped you. Do you feel like the struggles you went through better qualifies you to work for Walls of Warmth in Shiawassee?
Without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, when you're going through something like that, I think that having somebody in your corner who's like, I'm not just telling you I know to pacify you, but I know because
right.
I lived it,
right.
Is big for that. So
we want to thank both of our guests for telling us about Walls of Warmth and other services offered by Shiawassee Hope. Those guests have been Samantha Ardeline, Walls of Warmth's administrative assistant, former beneficiary of services of Shiawassee Hope. Also, Marlene Webster, pastor and coordinator of Walls of Warmth in Shiawassee County, based in Owosso. Thanks to both of you. Continued success.
Thank you very much. Thank you.